Better brand health, measures and metrics for how brands grow world. Introduction, the power of brand health. Welcome to Better Brand Health, measures and metrics for how brands grow world. I'm Jenny Romaniuk, and in this book, we'll explore the critical importance of brand health in today's competitive marketplace. Just as we monitor our physical health, it's essential to keep a close eye on the health of our brands. But what exactly is brand health, and how can we measure it effectively? Brand health is more than just a buzzword. It's a vital indicator of your brand's performance and potential for growth. It encompasses how well your brand resonates in the minds of consumers, from awareness and recognition to perceived quality and customer loyalty. A healthy brand isn't just about having a great product. It's about creating lasting memories and associations that drive consumer behavior. Throughout this book, we'll delve into practical strategies and metrics that will help you assess and improve your brand's health. We'll explore why traditional approaches to brand measurement often fall short and how you can adopt a more effective, evidence-based approach. So, let's begin our journey towards better brand health. Part 1, Rethinking Brand Measurement. In the world of marketing, we often encounter misconceptions about how brands grow and how we should measure their success. One common myth is the idea that brand growth primarily comes from increasing purchase frequency among loyal customers. However, extensive research has shown that brand growth actually occurs mainly through penetration, increasing the number of buyers. This insight fundamentally changes how we should approach brand health measurement. Instead of focusing solely on metrics like customer satisfaction or net promoter score, we need to pay more attention to measures that reflect our brand's ability to attract new buyers and maintain mental availability across the entire category. Let me give you an example. Imagine a coffee shop chain that prides itself on its loyal customer base. They might be tempted to focus all their efforts on pleasing these regulars, perhaps through a loyalty program or personalized offers. But in doing so, they might be missing out on the much larger opportunity of attracting new customers who currently buy coffee elsewhere or don't buy coffee at all. To truly grow, this coffee chain needs to ensure it's mentally available to all potential coffee buyers. This means being easily recalled when someone thinks about getting a coffee, regardless of whether they've been a customer before. It's about creating strong, distinctive brand assets that make the brand easy to notice and remember. Part 2, the importance of mental availability. Now, let's talk about mental availability, a concept that's crucial to understanding brand health. Mental availability refers to the probability that a buyer will notice, recognize, and/or think of a brand in buying situations. It's not just about being known, it's about being thought of at the right time. Think about the last time you needed to buy a gift for someone. Which brands came to mind? The ones that did have high mental availability for that particular situation. They've successfully created memory structures in your mind that link them to gift-giving occasions. To measure mental availability, we need to look beyond simple brand awareness. We need to understand the category entry, points, the cues and contexts that prompt category purchases, and assess how strongly our brand is linked to these in consumers' minds. For instance, a chocolate brand might discover that need an energy boost is a common category entry point. If they're not strongly associated with this need in consumers' minds, they're missing out on potential sales opportunities. By understanding and leveraging these entry points, brands can increase their mental availability and, consequently, their chances of being chosen. Part 3, the role of distinctive assets. Now, let's explore another crucial aspect of brand health, distinctive assets. These are the non-brand name elements that trigger recognition and recall of a brand. They could be colors, logos, characters, or even taglines. The strength of these assets significantly contributes to a brand's mental availability. Consider the golden arches of McDonald's or the swoosh of Nike. These visual elements are so strongly associated with their respective brands that they can trigger brand recall even without the brand name being present. That's the power of distinctive assets. But here's the thing. Distinctiveness is not the same as differentiation. You don't need to be different. You need to be distinctive. Your assets need to be unique to your brand and consistently used over time to build strong memory structures in consumers' minds. To measure the strength of your distinctive assets, you need to assess both their uniqueness and their fame. Uniqueness refers to how exclusively the asset is associated with your brand, while fame is about how many category buyers link the asset to your brand. Assets that score high on both measures are your most valuable distinctive assets. Part 4, measuring physical availability. While mental availability is crucial, we can't ignore the importance of physical availability. After all, consumers can't buy what they can't find. Physical availability refers to the presence of a brand in the marketplace, how easy it is for category buyers to find and purchase your brand. Measuring physical availability goes beyond simply counting the number of stores that stock your product. We need to consider factors like the prominence of your product on the shelf, the variety of pack sizes available, and even your online presence. For example, a soft drink brand might have wide distribution, but if their products are always placed on the bottom shelf or frequently out of stock, their effective physical availability is lower than it appears. Similarly, an online retailer might offer fast shipping, but if their website is difficult to navigate, it reduces their physical availability in the digital space. To truly understand your physical availability, you need to look at it from the consumer's perspective. How easy is it for them to find and buy your brand when they're in a buying situation? This might involve mystery shopping exercises, analyzing sales data across different channels, or conducting consumer surveys about their shopping experiences. Part 5, the brand health funnel. Now that we've covered the key components of brand health, let's talk about how to bring it all together in a comprehensive measurement framework. I call this the brand health funnel. At the top of the funnel, we have brand awareness and mental availability metrics. These measure how present your brand is in consumers' minds. Next, we look at consideration and preference metrics, which indicate how likely consumers are to choose your brand. Finally, at the bottom of the funnel, we have behavioral metrics like market share and penetration. The beauty of this funnel approach is that it allows you to identify where your brand health might be faltering. Are you well known but not considered? Considered but not preferred? Preferred but not purchased? Each stage of the funnel provides valuable insights and points to specific areas for improvement. Remember, though, that this funnel isn't a linear process that every consumer goes through. It's a framework for understanding different aspects of your brand's health and how they relate to each other. Part 6, implementing better brand health measurement. So, how do you put all of this into practice? First, you need to design your brand health tracking system with the category in mind, not just your brand. Your metrics should be relevant to any brand in the category, allowing for fair comparisons and avoiding bias. Second, analyze your data at the buyer level. Look at how your brand performs among category buyers, not just the general population. This will give you a more accurate picture of your competitive standing. Third, when reporting results, focus on your brand's performance. While competitive benchmarking is important, don't let it distract you from the key question: is your brand health improving over time? Lastly, remember that brand health measurement is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. Regular tracking allows you to monitor trends, assess the impact of your marketing efforts, and identify emerging opportunities or threats. In conclusion, better brand health measurement is about understanding how your brand exists in the minds and lives of consumers. It's about creating strong, distinctive memories that make your brand easy to notice, easy to buy, and easy to choose. By focusing on mental and physical availability, leveraging distinctive assets, and using a comprehensive measurement framework, you can gain valuable insights to guide your brand strategy and drive sustainable growth. Remember, in the world of marketing, the most important search engine is still the one in our minds. So, let's make sure our brands are ranking high in that search engine. Here's to better brand health and stronger, more successful brands. Thank you for joining me on this journey.